我想好不好？开头的时候，我们还是做一个简短的祷告。
So when we begin, let's begin with the prayer.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you with our whole heart.
是你把我们一同聚集在你自己的跟前。
It is you who have gathered us before you.
是你要教导我们来认识你的心意。
It is you who want to teach us to know your heart.
主，我们知道你不仅用了重大的代价把我们买赎回来。
Lord, we know not only you have paid a great price to purchase us.
你还要在我们这个人的身上做改变的工作。
You also want to do the transforming work upon us.
你要除去我们里面败坏的天性。
You want to take away our nature.
你要用你自己美丽的性格来代替一切。
And you want to substitute it with the beautiful characteristic of your own.
主啊，我们实在需要你教导我们。
Lord, we need you to teach us.
我们也需要你引导我们。
We also need you to lead us.
好叫我们在地上的日子。
So that when we are on, while we are on earth.
因为我们愿意顺服你。
Because we are willing to submit to you.
你做工在我们身上。
And you will work upon us.
好叫我们有一些的光景能够满足你的心。
So we will have some condition that can give satisfaction to your heart.
我们实在承认我们的无有。
We confess our nothingness.
也今天下午你仍旧成为这个聚会的丰富。
May you become the fullness of this meeting.
主啊，我们把这个聚会恭敬交在你的恩手中。
And we give to you this meeting in your hand.
求你用膏油来涂抹讲的、翻译的和听的。
May you anoint the one who speaks, the one who translates, as well as the one who hears.
让我们下午在这里真是有一个美好的交通。
So that we have a sweet fellowship this afternoon.
我们把深处的爱带归给你。
We give you the love that is in our heart.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 我们下午的聚会哈。
This afternoon's meeting.
我想我们用这样的一个方式。
We will use a particular format.
那么开头的时候呢，我有一点点的交通和讲解。
In the beginning, I will have some fellowship and some explanation.
那么后面呢，我希望呢留一点的时间。
But following, I would like to reserve some time.
如果有弟兄姊妹对于我们所讲的这些，你里面有一些的经历，或者你有一些的认识。那我们也欢迎弟兄姊妹能够上来呢，和大家一同来分享。
And if on the topics that we are fellowshipping on, if brother and sister you felt that you have some experience, we welcome you to come up and give us a testimony.
所以我们希望呢，下午这个聚会呢，能够成为一种交通的聚会。
So this afternoon's meeting, we wanted this to be a fellowship meeting.
我相信在座弟兄姊妹有很多。跟随主都是有年日。
And I believe among you, many brothers and sisters have followed the Lord for some years.
那么多多少少在这些方面都有点的经历。
And you would have some experience to what I was saying.
所以希望呢，也能有机会呢，能把你从主所领受的，那么能够跟大家来分享。
And we hope that you would be able to share with us what you have learned from the Lord.
当然，我们的时间很有限。
But of course, our time is very limited.
所以当你在听，如果你感觉到有哪些点啊，是你过去在你的经验中有的。
And so, when you have felt you have experience of some of the things that I'm talking about.
那么你稍微思想一下，好不好？
Please organize your thoughts.
那么能够用最简短的话，能够把你的感觉交通出来。
With the most simple and few words that you can fellowship the word of the Lord.
我们希望呢能有几位的弟兄姊妹能够有交通。
And we hope that a few brothers or sisters can have fellowship with us.
当然，这个聚会呢，因为我们下午一共有三场。
Of course, we have three fellowship meetings for the afternoon.
所以，若是今天下午你没有得到机会，能够把你的宝贵的经历跟我们分享。
So if you do not have the opportunity to fellowship with us this afternoon,
对，明天和后天下午都还有机会。
So you would have the opportunity tomorrow as well as the day after.
好，我希望呢，这下三个下午呢
，I hope in this three afternoons
能按照主给我的负担啊。
According to the burden that the Lord has given.
让我们交通呢三个方面。
We will fellowship in three aspects.
今天下午我们要讲到。人要有基督的性格，这是神的心意。
And we, this afternoon, we'd like to talk about to have the character of God. This is God's will.
那么明天下午呢，我们要讲到用基督的性格来建立基督的教会。
Tomorrow afternoon, we want to share about to use the character of Christ to build up the church of Christ.
那么第三天下午呢，我们要讲到在敬虔上操练自己。
And the third afternoon, we will fellowship on to practice on godliness.
所以这三个下午呢，我们大概的主题是这样。
So this is the three topics that we will fellowship on.
那么今天下午呢，让我们先来看这个人需要有基督的性格。
So this afternoon, let's look at man needs to have the character of Christ.
啊，这是神的心意。
Because this is the will of God.
那么我们简单的来读几处圣经。
So simply, let's read a few passages.
我们先请看创世纪第一章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
第二十六节和二十七节
Verse 26 and 27.
神说我们要照着我们的形象按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
Verses 26 and 27. Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the bird of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. A male and female, he created them.
我们再读一下第八章第二十九节。
Let us turn to chapter 8, verse 29.
这是我们这次特会的主题。
Oh, in the book of Romans, this is the theme of our conference.
罗马书第八章二十九节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 29.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Verse 29.For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
然后我们看一下，最后看一下彼得，彼得后书。
The next, let's turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书第一章第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
神的神能将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们。皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主。
Verse 3. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue.
我想我们根据圣经呢，
I think according to the Bible,
我们可以很清楚地感觉到作为一个基督徒有两个很重要的追求。
We can sense this very clearly that for a Christian we would have two pursuits.
那么这两个也是很基本的追求。
And these two pursuits are very basic.
应该是每一个基督徒在这方面都有追求。
Because every Christian should have these two pursuits.
那第一方面，
The first,
我们应该追求认识神永远的旨意。
We should pursue to know God's eternal purpose.
我们的弟兄们在这里都讲得很清楚啊。
Our brothers have shared this very clearly.
神是一个有旨意的神。
God is a person with purpose.
那么神做一切事情呢，都根据这个旨意。
And everything that he does is according to this purpose.
从前我们没信主的时候呢，我们不知道人活着为什么。
Before we believe in God, we do not know why man lives.
世上也没有人能告诉我们真正人生的意义是什么。
And no one could tell us either why, what is the true meaning of man being
alive. 有很多智慧的这些哲学家，他们说了很多的话。
Many philosophers have said many things.
但是我们还是不清楚。
But we were still not clear.
但是从我们得救之后，
But from the time that we became saved.
哦，我们就知道，我们这个人的生活是很有意义的。
We found out that we have great meaning to our living.
为什么会有我们这个人？
The purpose of why I exist
是有目的的。
There is a purpose to it.
那并且我们在地上所有的生活也是有目的的。
And all our living is on earth has a purpose.
那么这个目的呢，就是神的目的。
And this purpose, it is God's purpose.
所以因此我们作为基督徒。
So therefore, being a Christian,
我们必须明白神那个永远的旨意。
We must understand the eternal purpose of God.
所以这是我们作为基督徒第一项重要的追求。
And this is the first important pursuit of a Christian.
那么第二件重要的事情呢？
How about the second one?
我们要追求一个能承接神永远旨意的性格。
We must pursue after a character that can obtain the eternal purpose of God.
就是你不仅认识神的旨意。
Not only you want to know the purpose of God,
你还要有一种的性格可以承接这个旨意。
You need to have the character that you can obtain this purpose.
因为神要把他的旨意托付在我们这些人身上。
Because God wants to pass on this burden of the will to us.
所以我们需要有一种的性格呢，能够承接这个旨意。
So therefore, we must have the character that is able to take this burden.
在我过去啊所有的这个经验里面。
In my past experience,
我们看见有一些人呢，他们的确对神的旨意有像一个认识。
And we see some who truly have the understanding of God's will.
但是后来发现，因为性格的不行。
But later on, we found out their character has a flaw.
所以他们的整个的认识都落了空了。
So therefore, all the understanding became vain.
他没有办法承接这个神的旨意。
He cannot contain the purpose of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们基督徒啊，在神面前追求的两条平行的线，非常重要。
So therefore, this became a parallel pursuit. That is very important to our life.
认识神永远的旨意是重要的。
It is important to know the purpose of God.
但是我们还需要有一种的性格可以承接这个旨意。
But we also need the character to contain the purpose of God.
这两样事物缺一个都不可以的。
These two things you cannot have lacking of one or the other.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我想主把我们救赎回来之后。
I think when the Lord has redeemed us,
我们应该在这两件事情上面认真的来追求。
We should have pursued in these two matters.
我们用一个比方来讲。
Let us use an example.
比方说，有一个人要建造一个很好的一个建筑。
For example, a person wants to build a good building.
那么这个建筑呢，至少有三样重要的因素不可缺少的了。
For a good building, you cannot have lacking of these three sources.
啊，第一个我们需要蓝图，对吧
？The first, you need the blueprint.
哎，我们需要把这个整个建筑的图画出来。
You need to have the blueprint of the entire building.
那么第二个
，The second thing.
我们需要那些有技术的工人。
You need a skilled workers.
需要有好的技术。
You need to have good skills.
啊，那么第三个
，And third.
我们需要有好的材料。
You must have good materials.
啊，这三件事情加在一起。
When these three things are being put together,
我们就能建造出一个很理想、很美丽的建筑。
Then when these things are add together, then you can build a very ideal and very beautiful building.
今天假使你已经有了好的蓝图，你这个房子这个图形画得非常的美丽。
Today, let's say you have a very good drawing, a blueprint of a beautiful house.
那么你也有了一个很好的有技术的工人。
And you also have a very, very skilled worker.
但是呢，你用来建筑这个房屋的材料很差。
However, if you use very poor material to build this house.
是那种很 cheap 的一些东西啊。
Very, very cheap materials.
啊，那么我们晓得你达不到那个好的目的。
Then we know that you cannot reach that goal.
我想我们也许有人有这样的经验。
Maybe someone have this experience.
有时候我们到一个人家里面去看，哎呀，这个房子好漂亮。
And we went to someone's house and we found that their home is beautiful.
但是一看那个建筑的材料呢，这个不行。
But we see the building material was very poor.
啊，那我们就知道这个房子整个的价值就差很多了。
Then we know that the worth of the house is very poor.
我记得有个经验，像我曾经去过中国大陆啊。
And I have an experience like have went to mainland China.
他们带我们去看一些古迹。
And we went to see some old ancient sites.
啊，非常有一个地方有非常好的一个花园。
And some places you have a beautiful garden.
结果我们一进去看，那个房子都塌掉了。
But when we go inside, all the buildings have fallen apart.
为什么呢？那个房子它是用竹子做的。
The reason is because the house was built with bamboo.
那么他们告诉我们说，这个房子已经有300年了。
And they says that this house has a history of 300 years.
那我们知道，因为呢，它这个材料是竹子。
One, because the material is bamboo.
所以它经不起300年的。
So therefore, it will not last 300 years.
所以那个整个房子都塌下来。
So therefore, the house collapsed.
像我们到了以色列，到耶路撒冷去。
And we also went to Jerusalem in Israel.
我们看见，在将近2000年前，主耶稣走的那条路都还在那里。
And we saw the road that the Lord Jesus had trod on was still there.
为什么那条路还在那里呢？
Why is it that road is still there?
因为那个路呢是用石头做的。
Because that road was filled with stone.
去过以色列人都晓得，他们那里的石头是非常的坚硬。
All those who have went to Israel, you will realize that the stone over there is very hard.
所以经过几千年之后呢，很多人走过。
And after a few thousand years, and many people have trod on.
只有把那个路啊越走呢越亮啊。
And all you're walking on it, it's only polishing it.
但是那个路还在那里。
But the road is still there.
我们知道这个就是因为材料不一样，对不对？
And we know that this the difference is in the material.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
神有他的旨意。
God has His own purpose.
神的这个旨意是非常伟大的。
God's purpose is very great.
那个蓝图也是非常美丽的。
And that blueprint is also beautiful.
那么神呢，也赐下很多不同的恩赐给教会。
And God also gives many gifts to the church.
有的这些弟兄们、姊妹们，他们的恩赐也是非常的好。
And the gifts that He gives to the brothers and sisters are very, very good.
但是没有好的材料。
But we do not have good materials.
那么我们晓得神的这个工作。
We know God's work cannot be built up.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
神要成就他的旨意。
If God wants to accomplish His will.
神要求人要有神的形象。
So God requires man to have His own image.
就是要有神的性格。
To have His character.
因为有弟兄们告诉我们。
There are brothers who told us,
这个形象这个字
the word image,
它的内容呢就是性格和性情。
The content is character and temperament.
就是性格加上性情，这个就是那个形象。
When you add on temperament and character together, you have the image.
所以弟兄姊妹们，创世纪第一章的话很清楚。
So therefore, brothers and sisters, this is very clear in Genesis.
我们要先有神的形象。
We have to have His image.
有神的性格和性情在里面。
We have God's character and temperament inside.
然后外面呢，我们就能显出那个像神的样子。
And on the outside, we can manifest His likeness.
你要有这个里面的性情和性格，外面才可能有这种像神的样子。
On the inside, you need to have the character and the temperament, so on the outside, you can manifest the likeness.
我们知道在新约时代，我们蒙恩得救。
We know that in the New Testament time, we became saved.
神乃是把一个新的生命放在我们里面。
God has put within us the new life.
也是把基督的生命放在我们里面。
He put Christ's life within us.
那我们里面这个生命在里面，表示说什么呢？那个形象已经在里面。
And when the life of God, when we have this life within us, it means that we already have God's character.
你里面已经有神的性情和神的性格。
And you have His character and temperament.
所以彼得告诉我们，这是一个敬虔的奥秘。
So Peter tells us this is a mystery of godliness.
所以我们要晓得，我们因蒙恩得救，神的生命在我们，主的生命在我们里面，主的性格性情都在我们里面。
And when we became saved, we have God's character and temperament.
今天呢，我们是需要这个性格在我们里面能够有所发展。
But we need to allow this character and the temperament to have growth within us.
这个里面的发展有多少？
How much this life can grow?
这个像神的光景就有多少？
Then how much our likeness will be manifested on the outside?
当然，我们晓得在人类的历史中间。
Of course, we know that in the history of man,
只有神的儿子是完全把神彰显出来的。
Only the Son of God can completely manifest God.
因为基督里面是神的生命。
Because within Christ you find the life of God.
那么当然他在外面所有表现出来的这个样式都是表现神自己。
Of course, everything that he manifests on the outside, it is God himself.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
今天神要成就他的旨意。
Today, God wants to accomplish his will.
神只能用有神性格的人才能成就神的旨意。
He can only use those who has his character.
我们晓得在整个人类历史中只有神的儿子完成神的旨意。
We know that in the history, only the Son of God accomplishes his will.
因为只有基督道成肉身在地上后在人的里面他完全具备神的性格和性情。
Because only Christ, being in the form of a man, he has the character of God.
所以我们的弟兄们告诉我们神是看不见的。
Our brother tell us that God is an invisible God.
是神的儿子那么把神的形象表现出来。
It is the Son of God who manifests God to us.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我想今天这里很清楚告诉我们只有基督的性格能够成就神的旨意。
Only the character of Christ can accomplish the will of God.
所以在旧约圣经里面有很多的人物啊。
So therefore, in the Old Testament, we see many characters.
我们看见有亚伯拉罕。
We see Abraham.
有摩西。
Moses.
有大卫。
David.
还有众先知。
All the prophets.
没有一个人的性格，神是可以使用来成就他的旨意。
You can say this is number one.God can use to accomplish his will.
那么到了新约时代中间，众使徒、众圣徒也是一样。
But now we come to the New Testament. Even all the saints and all the apostles.
没有哪一个人天然的性格，神能够使用他来成就神的旨意。
There is no one person that has a natural character.That can contain the purpose of God.
那我们就说，为什么在圣经里我们看见这些人都侍奉神的
？But in the Bible, we see all these people who serve God.
这人物新约的人物
，No matter it's Old Testament or the New Testament.
他们所以。
Because upon their life, Christ's character was manifested.
所以他们所以能侍奉神的那个是根据什么？根据他们在神面前所表现基督的性格。
So how much they can serve God, it is according to how much the character of God is manifested.
他们天然的性格，神还是不能用。
God still cannot use the natural life.
所以今天主在我们身上也是这样。
This is the same way God is dealing with us.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们要记住，只有基督的性格能够成就神的旨意。
You must remember, only the character of Christ can accomplish the purpose of God.
当我们提到性格这件事情的时候
，when we're talking about character，
什么是性格呢
？What is a character？
性格就是那种生命中的一种的特性。
And this is the expression in life, a special expression. It's a unique character in life, of life.
那我们可以看见啊，今天连那个所谓没有生命的东西上面，也都有它的特性。
Even things that are lifeless has its own character.
这个木头有木头的特性，石头有石头的特性。
Wood has its own character, and stone has its own character.
各样的金属有它不同的特性。
Many different minerals and metals have their own character.
所以你看，这神给我们人智慧。
So God gives man wisdom.
因为我们摸清楚了这些物质的一些特性。
When we have found out the character of these different materials,
我们会使用这些物质的东西。
Then we learn how to use these materials.
你是使用它的特性。
Because you're using its character.
因为它是这种特性，所以你能够用它。
Because it has a particular character, you can use it that way.
在生物界里面更是这样。
And among the animals, it's especially the.
每一种的生物，它都有一种它的特性在里面。
Every life form has its own character.
但弟兄姊妹们，只有主的生命
the only the character this is the life that is not created.
所以呢，这个从主的生命中所显出的美德和他的特性，就是主的性格。
And the character that manifests in the life of Christ, it is the glory and the virtue.
是我们的主到地上来，在人的这个生命中，在人的这个光景中，把神的那个性格能够表现出来。
It is the Lord who came to the earth, and in the form of a man, he manifested God's character. So therefore, Christ became the standard.
他成了一个模型,
he became the model.
他成为那个内容,
he became the content.
他也成为实际,
and he also became the reality.
所以神今天为什么要把我们这些磨成是儿子的形象呢?
So therefore,This is the reason why God wants to conform us into the image of His Son.
因为只有基督成就了神的旨意。
Because only Christ has accomplished God's will.
那就在基督之外，没有任何一个人好到一个地步可以成就神的旨意。
That is to say, outside of Christ, there is no one that is so good that he can accomplish God's will.
所以当初神造人的时候
，And in the beginning, when God first created man,
神已经把这个心念摆出来了。
And he already put forth this purpose.
所以说，我们按照我们的形象，按照我们的样式来造人。
And he's He said that we will create man in our own image.
他就照着他的形象造人造女。
And according to his own image, he created man and woman.
这就是说，神所造的男女啊，都要具备有神的这个性格。
So no matter male or female, has to have the character of God.
那么神的旨意就能成就在我们这些人的身上。
Then God's will can accomplish upon you and I.
当然，我们知道，在人还没有能够成就神旨意之前，人就堕落。
But before God could do that, man falls.
所以今天呢，神把我们救赎回来之后呢，神还要在我们身上来做工呢。
But when God saved us and redeemed us, He would want to continue to do this work.
要把人所失去的那个，再把它恢复过来。
He wants to restore what man has lost.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们作为一个基督徒啊。
So brother, sister, ask a question.
那么我们必须要注意神在我们这个人的性格上面所有的工作。
We must pay attention to God's work upon our character.
啊，这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
那么，也许有的人会问说哈
，Maybe someone will ask，
到底我们人的这个个格和我们的性格啊，它有什么区别呢
？So what is the difference between a personality and a character？
因为我们读圣经就发现。
Because when we read the Bible, we find out.
神把他的性格摆在人身上。
He would put his character on man.
但是呢，不失去那个人的个。
But this will not destroy the personality of the person.
我们读四福音书和使徒行传的时候，可以看得蛮清楚的。
When we read the Gospels and also the Book of Acts, we see it very clearly.
比方说，在四福音时代的那些门徒们，你要用彼得来做例子。
For example, we use Peter as an example when he was in the four Gospels.
哇，彼得很有他的个性的。
He has his own personality.
啊，我们读他的故事的时候，哎呀，我就这个彼得呢，真的是这个很突出的一个个性。
And we found Peter to be an outstanding person.
但是经过了加利山，经过了这个五旬节以后呢？
And but after Calvary and after the Pentecost,
到了《使徒行传》里面看的时候
，when we see Peter in
彼得还是彼得
，Peter was still Peter.
但是呢，跟四福音书时代有很大的不同。
He is very different from him from Peter in the Gospels.
现在在他的性格上面有着很大的转变。
Because here the character has changed.
我们就从彼得身上可以多看见基督。
And from Peter, we could see Christ more.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so、brothers,
在我们这个人身上
，on us
有个格和性格的问题。
We have this difference of personality and character.
啊，这个个格呢，是神当初造我们的时候就给我们。
This personality was given to us when God has first created us.
这个不会改变。
This will not change.
啊，这个是神给我们个人的特质。
And this is the uniqueness that God has given to us.
是神在创造的时候就已经给我们。
When God created us, He gave that to us.
并且神这个创造很伟大，这个是多样性。
And because God's creation is so great, this is full of varieties.
每一个人都有不同的他的一个个格在那。
Everyone has a different personality.
你看我们今天这么多人在这里，没有哪一个跟哪个是一样的。
And you see so many people sitting here. There is no two exactly alike.
所以神造我们人的时候，每一个人都是独特的。
So when God created each one of us, everyone is unique.
那么你这个独特的性质呢，将来进入永世的时候，你还在。
So this personality, even when you enter into eternity, it will still be here.
啊，不然像我们弟兄讲，将来到了永世里面去的时候啊。
Or as our brother said, when we go into eternity.
那么谁是谁，我们都不认识，对不对？
We will not recognize each other.
不会
，right? That's not true.
啊，到了永世里面，你看，哎，那个就是孙子孙。
In eternity, when you look, you say, "Oh, this brother, son." That's no mistake about it.
对，我一看那就是你，也是故意错。
And when I look, I will recognize you.
所以你个人的特质这个东西啊，神创造都给我们，那个是不会改变。
So therefore, the personality God gives to each one of us will not change.
但是我们人的性格可以改变。
But the character can be changed.
你看今天呢，这个世界上为什么有教育啊
？You see. In the world today, why is there education?
就是人发现啊，人的性格是可以塑造的。
Because man realized that character can be developed.
所以我们晓得，在教育上面，他不仅是要把知识灌输给我。
So in education, you see that not only they want to give us knowledge.
尤其我们中国人很注意啊，这个德育啊，就是我们性格上的一种培养。
And especially as Chinese, we pay a lot of attention on developing the character.
因为人发现了这个小孩子一生出来之后，
because you realize when a baby was born,
他在这个性格上面是可以塑造。
You see, the character can be developed.
所以我们看见我们的性格呢，随着后天这个环境啊、教育、学习啊，它会有不同的一种改变。
And according to this condition and the circumstance. The character can be changed.
我们就知道这神原初有个心意。
We know that God has this original purpose.
我们的性格是可以塑造。
That our character can be built up.
那么地上的教育呢，是要把你教育成一个完美的人。
And education on earth wants to build you up as a perfect person.
一个有道德的人。
To have good morals.
一个有好性格的人。
To have good.
我们都知道啊，做父母的在教育儿女。
We all know that being a parent teaching the children
最困难的一个点就是，你这个有时候要改变你的孩子的一个性格不大容易。
And it is not easy for you to be able to change the character of your kids.
当然了，我们的爸爸妈妈改变我们也不容易的。
Of course, our parents could not change us neither.
啊，所以很多时候家庭会产生这个争执，这个孩子应该把他怎么样的能够改变一下。
And so many arguments came about in the family about how to change the character of the kids.
因为每一个人都是一个个体，他有他自己的一个个性。
Because each person has their own personality.
我们要把这个孩子的这个他的个性，要把他当到一个什么样的一种程度呢？这个是很大的学问啊。
So how do we bring up this child's character? It is a science.
所以有的时候你把这个孩子的个性，你把他搬得太，把他搬断掉了啊，你会给这个孩子一生都没有出息，对不对？我们讲。
And sometimes you break them too hard and they become broken and their whole life they could not do anything.
如果你把他搬得不太够的时候呢，你又觉得好像还有很多的情况没改。
And if you don't push hard enough, then many things are not changed and they are also no good.
弟兄姊妹们，
不认识。
今天神在我们身上要做这个样一个工作。
Today God also wants to do such a work on each one of us.
神乃是在我们的身上要用基督的性格来代替我们原来的性格。
God wants to do a work to substitute our character with the character of Christ.
所以神要赐给我们新的生命。
That's why God wants to give us a new life.
啊，我弟兄们提到新人旧人啊。
Our brother have mentioned the old man, the new man.
这两个是完全不同的东西。
These two things are completely different.
神今天用新的这个性情代替旧性情。
Today God used the new things to substitute for the old.
这实在是神一个恩典的伟大的工作啊。
And this is a great and a grace of the Lord.
我们今天都在这个整个的改变的过程当中。
We are all in this transformation in the process of that.
那弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们在这里啊，稍微讲一下，一个人堕落之后啊，
We also want to mention when a man has fallen.
好性格也有坏性格。
Some are good character, some are bad character.
有所谓的好性格呢？
And those good character will
be 就是现代人所谓的道德啦，你的涵养啊，你的修养啊。
And that is talking about the moral and the and the all your learning and your education.
我常常发现哈，在教会里面，很多弟兄姊妹们呢不太会分辨。
I find that in the fellowship, brother and sister are very difficult to tell apart these
two. 什么是天然的性格，什么是经过神的改变过的性格，不大容易分辨。
It's very hard to tell the difference between the natural character and the character that God has changed.
的确，有的人呢，天生出来好像就有点好性格。
And truly, some are born with seems to be good character.
有的呢，这个生出来就是这个就是不好性格。
And some are born with very bad characters.
我们中国人常常有点劣根性，劣根性。
So the Chinese would say that this person has bad roots. This person has bad roots.
就是你看他这个，你看看别人家的孩子多好，他怎么这个样子？
And you would say that, you know, you see the other children in that family is so good, and this one is.
这个在世人中是有点分。
And there is some difference among the people of the world.
所以啊，当大家得救之后
，So when everyone is saved,
有的人好像有天然的好性格，都不需要学什么功课啊。
Some seem to have good character, and they don't seem to need many lessons.
好像啊，那个有古怪性格的人呐、啊，那个神老是对付他。
As if some with a strange character in God would deal with him more.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要晓得啊。
Brother, sister, please know this.
在堕落之后
，After man fall，
无论是好性格、坏性格，神都不能用。
No matter is good character or bad character, God cannot use it.
神要把基督的性格放在我们身上。
Because God wants to put Christ's character.
那个跟天然人的道德观念呢，那个是不一样的。
And this is different than the moral of man.
所以我在弟兄姊妹中常常提醒。
So I often remind brothers and
sisters. 当我们读新约圣经的时候
，When we read the New Testament,
我们读到新约圣经中所讲的每一样的这个美德
，When we talk about the virtues in the New Testament,
我们应该有一个印象，这是指的基督的性格说的。
Every one of them are mentioned about Christ's character.
这不是人间的道德。
This is not the moral of man.
所以你知道我们中国人呢，很讲道德。
And you know Chinese talk about moral quite a bit.
哎呀，我知道有一些人呢，他们这个很崇拜孔子。
And many people worship Confucius.
那么他们读这个新约圣经，哎呀，好啊，你看这个圣经呢，跟孔子的《论语》差不多。
And when they read the New Testament, they say, "Oh, this is very good. This is very similar to what Confucius says."
弟兄姊妹，不是差不多，是差很多。
It is not almost the same. It is very different.
这完全两个不同的境界。
And this is two different levels.
一个是人的境界，另外一个是神的境界，完全不一样。
One is in the realm of man, and the other one is in the realm of God. This is completely different.
但是在表面上看起来说，好像很相近啊。
But if you look at it only on the surface, it seems to be similar.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要有这个分辨。
Brother, sister, we need to tell the difference.
所以你看我们受教育的时候。
So when you see, when no matter is the east or the west, it is similar.
我们的书本里面呢，常常把古代的一些人呐、
example to teach.
因为我们觉得这些人呢，在过去的历史中间呢，他们是一些伟人，他们表现了他们的这种伟大的个性。
And because we felt that these people, they are great people, and they have manifested their great character.
所以我们要教导我们的年轻孩子们呢，来学习这些人。
So we want to teach our young children to learn of these characters.
我记得我在读中学的时候。
I remember when I was in high school.
我们学校那个大礼堂上面挂了两个这个对联呢，就挂了两个字。
Okay. In the auditorium, there were two rows of words that was hung there.
那个全部我不记得，但有一句话我记得，这叫做“法古今完人”。你还记得吗？
I don't remember the whole thing, but then I remember one phrase. It says to learn of the perfect man in the, of the past.
其实在人类历史中有哪一个人是完全人呢？
But if you look at the history of man, who is perfect?
没有一个是完全的。
There is no one that is perfect.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
只不过是有的人好像好一点吧。
But you see someone seems to be a little better.
用他做榜样。
But we use him as an example.
啊，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
从我得救之后啊。
From the time I was saved.
哎，我就知道有更好的榜样。
I found an even better example.
我不需要效法这些人。
I do not need to learn of these men.
我们的主耶稣基督才真正的完人。
Because our Lord Jesus, He is the true perfect man.
所以今天地上的教育呢，是在这不完全中间求完全。
So therefore, the education on earth today, it is seeking for perfection in perfection.
结果是什么呢？自以为完全，结果是不完全。
So they only thought they were perfect, but they were not.
所以世上没有完全。
So therefore, on earth, we cannot find anyone who's perfect.
那么弟兄姊妹们，作为基督徒，我们也要知道。
But as Christians, brothers and sisters,
就是整个教会的历史。
Even in the history of the church,
除了基督之外，也没有完全。
Outside of Christ, there is no perfect person.
所以我们基督徒心中啊，除了主之外，不可以有偶像。
So therefore, besides the Lord, in our heart, there should be no idol.
你看天主教的，他们后来呢，把那个什么十二使徒什么，都把它封成圣人了。
And you see in Catholicism, they put saints to the title to many old believers.
哎呀，今天呢，即使在基督教中，在基督徒中间呢，也有这一种的心理的。
And among Christians today, we even have this kind of tendency.
我记得年轻的时候，我们中间有许多年长的弟兄姊妹，他们很。
And when I was young, I remember among us there were very a lot of elders. They were very spiritual. And without knowing, they became the model for the younger person to go out.
看那个年长的姊妹梳个什么头啊？跟姊妹们大家都去梳个头。
They see a certain elder sister have certain hairstyle, and all the young ones start to have that hairstyle.
他一穿一个什么样的旗袍，大家都赶快照他的样子穿着这样的旗袍。
And when that elder sister put on a certain dress, and all the younger ones would try to follow.
哎呀，那个年长的弟兄去理发店理了个什么头，那个弟兄也去理个这样的头。
And that elder brother has a certain hairstyle, and then all the younger ones would do the same.
我记得有个年轻人呢，他一直跑，弟兄跑来跟我说：“哎，你看见我的皮带吗？”
And I remember that there was a peer of mine that came to me and says, "Do you see what the pouch that I have?"
我说这有什么特别呢？
And I said, "What is so special about that pouch?"
他说你没注意吗？
He said, "Didn't you notice?"
我的皮带跟那个年长弟兄的皮带一样。
My pouch is exactly the same as that elder brother.
他也知道我们这些人啊，我们的有的时候崇拜一个人到一个地步，他好像在我们里面变成完全的人。
And sometimes we would worship a person to a point that we think that they are perfect.
所以你记得吗？在变化山上。
So do you remember on the mountain of transfiguration?
人也犯个错误。
Peter also made the same mistake.
人看见呢，这个摩西跟以利亚都出现。
When Peter saw Moses and Elijah appear,
哇，高兴得不得了。
He was so happy.
哇，这大山落棚了。
And he told the Lord, "We should have pitched three tents."
啊，我们看见。神一听见摩西跟这个彼得这样讲啊，马上怎么用云彩赶快把整个山头遮住。
And when God heard Peter say something like that, immediately he covered the whole mountaintop with the cloud.
所以后来呢，他们一抬头看，只见耶稣不见人，对吧
？So and then Peter lifted up his eyes and he only saw Jesus and no one.
因为只有这个是完人。
Because only Jesus is the perfect man.
只有这个是摩西。
Only he is the model.
弟兄姊妹们
，Francis，
任何人。也不够做模式。
Anyone else is not enough to be a model.
所以现在弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们需要主在我们的生命中啊来光照我们。
We need the Lord to enlighten us in our life.
主要把我们从一种堕落的光景中把我们拯救回来。
And from the fallen nature, the Lord will redeem us.
特别在我们的性格上面，他要做工。
Especially upon our character, He wants to work.
我们要记住一件事情。
We must remember something.
这个堕落人的性格
，the fallen man's character，
不管他是好是坏
no matter it is good or bad.
它讽刺神工作上的一种大的伤害。
And it would be the harm to the work of God.
我想我们要有这样一个思想，弟兄姊妹，我们才可以竭力的追求基督的性格。
We must have this understanding that in order to pursue after God's character.
我们不会因为我们自己的性格不好呢，我们就灰心丧志。
And we will not lose heart because we have bad characters to start.
也不会说因为自己好像有点性格，自己就欣赏自己啊。
Or we should not admire ourselves because we have some good character.
我晓得这个在基督徒中间呢，常有这样一种的问题出现。
And we will have this kind of question come up with the among Christians.
所以我们要感谢神。
We want to thank God.
我们的主不仅到地上来，把神的形象表现得那么的完全。
Our Lord came to the earth. Not only He manifested God's character so complete.
今天神这个心意，按照基督所表现的这个光景，要把我们磨成这样。
And God today has a will. It is to conform us to the character that is how Christ was manifested.
所以十字架的工作对我们来讲是非常重要。
So therefore, the work of the cross is very important to each one of us.
我们都知道，主耶稣在马太福音里面告诉我们。
We all know that in the Gospel according to Matthew, the experience of the cross is to deny yourself.
这个舍己就是失去你的魂生命。
And this denying of yourself is losing your soul.
当你愿意舍己，舍去你的魂生命，你会得回那个魂生命。
When you are willing to give up your soul life, you will receive the soul life.
这个经过十字架的这个过程呢，是一个转换的过程。
And when this has gone through the experience of the cross, it is the experience of transformation.
我们实在感觉这个是非常重要。
We really feel that this is very important.
所以常常有弟兄们呢，用这个毛虫变蝴蝶呢，这个来形容我们基督徒的转变。
And many would use a caterpillar turning into a butterfly as an example of how Christians.
的确是，今天主在我们身上要做这样一个转变的工作。
And truly, the Lord is doing such a work in each one of us.
但是请我们记得。
But please remember,
这个改变
this change
是一种的替换
it is a substitution
啊，不是一种的修补，也不是一种更正
it is not a repair, it is not a renew or correction
不是在原来的性格上面的人把它修补，神不再修补
God will not repair your character
主耶稣钉十字架告诉我们这是完全的舍弃啊。
You know, when the Lord is on the cross, He completely denied Himself.
神要用基督的性格来代替我们的性格。
God will use Christ's character to substitute ours.
我们讲过这个呢，在我们基督徒生命中，这是一个奥秘。
We see that as a mystery in the life of God.
但是却是非常的实在。
But it is also reality.
所以神的恩典在我们身上，借着十字架的工作，那么它逐渐的叫我们开始。
By the grace of the Lord, with the work of the cross, and we will have gradual change.
这一个更新的工作
and this work of renewal.
在这个圣经里面有好几处圣经呢，大家可以看。我想我不读了，我把圣经给弟兄姊妹。
There's many examples in the Bible that we can read, and I will not read them, but I'll just give you the example.
像以弗所书四章二十三节，罗马书十二章二节。
For example, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23, and Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
哥林多后书三章十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18.
林前十五章二十一节。
And 1 Corinthians 15,
21. 还有希伯来书一章十二节。
And also Hebrews chapter 1, verse 12.
他这个改变，也可以说是哈另一个别的。
And this change, it is another.
所以跟你完全跟你从前的完全不一样。
It is different than the original.
我们晓得这是神极大的恩典在我们身上要做的。
And we know that this is the great grace of God that He wants to do upon us.
所以弟兄姊妹们
the brothers and sisters,
人今天要有基督的性格，这是神的心意。
For a man to have the character of God, this is His will.
所以我们要竭力的往这个方向。
So we would pursue after this.
我想为了时间的缘故啊。
I think for time's sake.
我呢先讲一点我自己的经历。
I will give you some small
testimony of myself.
这个我们不能光讲这个道理啊，在实际的生活中应该有一些的经历。
We cannot only talk about doctrine, but we need to have experience in our life.
我记得我刚刚出来侍奉的时候。
I remember when I first came out to serve the Lord.
因为我只有二十几岁。
I was only in my twenties.
因为呢，认识的我的人都晓得，很多人觉得我这个人的个性呢，性格上面太刚。
And those who knew me all told me that my character is very harsh.
所以那个时候呢，我有另外一个同工，我们两个在一起。
And at that time, I have a coworker that working with me.
啊，一些弟兄们常常讲，哎呀，你看那个弟兄像牛。
And very often, others would say my coworkers are like an ox.
那么我呢，像狮子。
But he would be like a lion.
因为那个时候我们在教会里面，很多弟兄姊妹起来交通的时候。
Because at that time, many brothers and sisters come up to have fellowship.
大家都很喜欢讲绝对的话，讲厉害的话。
And many would like to say the absolute things.
你如果讲越厉害，大家就觉得越舒服。
And the more absolute you say your testimony, the more spiritual everybody thought you were. And I first came out to serve the Lord. And in my spirit, I was eager.
所以因此呢，这个呢，我就这个讲话更厉害。
So I would speak in very absolute terms.
啊，我不是骂。
I was not scolding anyone.
就讲绝对的话。
But I speak the absolute.
哇，我觉得我这个都是真理。
I felt that these are all true.
讲话是。
So when I came up to speak, I became very, very solemn.
后来我就发现一个现象。
Then I found a condition.
没有一个弟兄姊妹找我交通的。
No one dared to come and fellowship with me.
找那个弟兄的倒是蛮多。
And those who seek after the fellowship with the other brother are many.
对，每次有人来敲门的。
So whenever someone come and knock at my door.
开门他们说，哎，那个弟兄在不在？
They will ask, "Is that brother here?"
没有人敢找我交通。
Because no one dare to seek me for fellowship.
那时候我也不知道自己错在哪里。
And at that time, I did not know where I was wrong.
我总觉得我讲的是真理。
I felt that I was speaking the truth.
甚至那个时候，有一次我跟一个年长的弟兄啊
，Even one time I was speaking to an elder brother.
因为我们两个人呢，住在一个房子里。
Because we live in the same place.
那么开头他们大家希望我跟着他们当一点学习。
And they made this arrangement because they was hoping that I would learn from this elder brother.
那个弟兄实在是很爱我。
And that brother truly loved.
但是呢，他也觉得这个人的性格需要改变。
But he also felt that this person's character needs to be changed.
所以呢，他觉得有的时候呢，故意的就说，好，这个工作你一定要去做。
So he would say that you have to do this.
我说我不能做。
And I felt I won't do it.
所以有一次我们为了一件事情呢。
So for one small matter.
我们两个争执到半夜。
We argue until midnight.
哎呀，他一样这样，我一直不肯。
He wanted to do it this way and I will not.
你看我的个性啊，很固执。
And so you see that my character was very stubborn.
因为我里面感觉我所说的都是对的。
Because I felt that all I said was true.
就是你年长弟兄，我也不能服。
Even if you're an elder brother, I will not submit.
啊，比如弄到半夜了，这个两三点钟。
And even to midnight, 2 or 3 o'clock.
哎，这个老哥也没办法。
And that elder brother gave up.
他说：“弟兄啊，拼命胜于献祭。”
So he told me, brother, it is better to obey is better than sacrifice.
他最后来这么个结尾啊。
And we ended our conversation that way.
他这个话一讲，我也不敢讲话。
He say something like that, I dare not say.
但是我里面服不服呢？不服。
But within me, I still would not willing to obey.
你用神的话压我。
所以
我回到房间去之后呢，
所以我去 my own room，
然后我就跪在床旁边，我就开始祷告。
所以你又 before my bed pray to the Lord。
那我的心里翻腾很厉害。
And in my heart it was filling all。
那么这个年长弟兄呢，我在那跪在那，当然我知道他又出去刷牙洗脸了，怎么回来上床睡觉。
And the other brother went to brush his teeth and getting ready for bed.
我还是跪在那里不动的。
And then I knew that I would not move.
我不想他的感觉如何，他一起想，嘿，这个年轻人。
And he must have said, ah, such a young man.
太烦了。
And he didn't care for me.
哇，他干嘛呀？跟你办交涉，这个好像这个他讲的不对，我不应该照我意思。
So I felt that, and I said to the Lord that he was not correct, so I was struggling with him.
所以看见年轻的时候，这个人有一个个性在那。
And you see that we have such a character when we're young.
这种个性的一个子女，看起来好像是很威的神的，好像很百丈、很坚持的，但是有问题，对不对？
This character on the outside seems to be for God, and you are zealous for Him, so therefore it's good. But there's a problem.
当然，这个时候我在主面前知道一个侍奉者需要什么功课。
And of course, I know that the one who serves God needs to learn lessons.
我的理虽然对，但是我态度不对。
Although my reasoning was correct, but my attitude was wrong.
所以有天早上我们吃早饭的时候。
So one morning when we were having breakfast.
我对那个年长有人讲。
I said to the elder brother.
哎，我说对不起，求你赦免我。
I asked him to forgive me because I was wrong.
啊，我这些日子呢，我说我对你的态度实在不大。
And I told him that my attitude toward him was not very good.
你看他到底是年长有经验。
Because he is the older one and he has the experience.
他爸看一看病，他说没关系。
And he looked at me and says, "This doesn't matter."
他说啊，这个果子熟了就好吃。
He said the fruit when it's ripe will taste good.
你知道有什么意思，你懂吗？
Do you understand what it means?
你这个果子还不熟啊。
He's saying that you as a fruit is not ripe yet.
我们晓得那个生的果子你咬一口很涩的，很苦，很酸的，很不好吃的。
You know, a fruit is not ripe and you bite into it, it tastes terrible.
哟，他实在有智慧，你看。
You know, he is very wise.
他说果子熟了就好吃了。
And he said when the fruit is ripe, it tastes good.
他说弟兄啊
He said, brother,
你所讲的每一句话都是对的。
What you said was true, or was correct, everything.
但是你的灵不对。
But your spirit was wrong.
知道吧？这个这么多年过来了，这对我实在是一个非常好的教导。
And many years passed, but this is a good teaching for me.
很多时候我们是这样，我们好像事情做对了，那个灵不对。
Very often we were like this, brothers and sisters. What we do is right, but our spirit is wrong.
我们的个性需要被神来改变。
Because our character needs to be changed by God.
但是我们知道一个人的性格要改变是多么不容易。
And for a character to be changed, we know it's very difficult.
从听这个话开始到今天，已经30多年过来了。
From the time I heard what he said to me till now, it's more than 30 some years.
我实在承认，直到今天的这个功课上，我还没有学好。
And I would confess that until today, I still have not learned this lesson.
常常有的时候，不自觉这些东西都会错。
And without me knowing it, very often this character will come out.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brother and sister,
我每次到主的跟前
，Every time when I come before the Lord,
这里面都充满了感激。
I'm full of gratitude every time I come to the Lord.
因为神的忍耐宽容多么大。
Because His patience and His tolerance is so great.
并且他知道，他如果不把我改变的完全，他不会停止。
Because I also know He would not stop until He finished.
不管我年日拖长多久。
No matter how long it's going to take.
总要把我改变。
God will change.
在这个改变的过程中
，In this process of change，
虽然我有很多的失败
，Although I have many failures，
但是感谢
，But thank the Lord，
学的是许多的功课，实在是给我也带来很多的祝
福。To learn all these lessons also brought much blessing to my life。
对弟兄姊妹们
，To brothers and sisters，
对于基督徒来讲
，To a Christian，
性格的转变是很重要很重要的。
The changing of character is very important to a Christian。
我们晓得今天在教会的里面。
We know that in the church today.
一个好的性格给神的儿女带来祝福。
A good character will bring blessing from the Lord.
一个不好的性格常常给教会给神的百姓带来灾祸。
And a bad character will bring persecution and bad things to the
church. 我们下面还会讲到。
Later on, we will talk about it more.
就是这个恩赐是好的。
Blessing could be good.
知识是好的。
Knowledge is good. Gifts are good.
And knowledge is good.
但是如果不配上好的性格的话呢？
But if you do not match it with good character,
恩赐越大难处越大。
The bigger the gifts are, the bigger the problem is.
知识越多，恩性格不好，难处就更多。
When you have more knowledge and if you don't have a good character, you have more difficulties. So may the Lord have mercy on us. May the Lord truly speak to our heart in this conference. May the Lord obtain more people who are more like him on earth. This will be the end of my college. We have about 20 minutes left.
弟兄姊妹，如果你有好的见证，有好的学习
，Brother sister, if you have good testimony, you have good learning,
我们欢迎你能够自由的起来与我们交通。
We welcome you to come up and have some fellowship.
我好不好？稍微的限制，每个人的五分钟，好吧，五分钟。
Okay, each person do not take more than 5 minutes.
那么我们希望呢，能有几位弟兄姊妹能够起来与我们交通。
And we hope for a few brothers or sisters to come up and fellowship.
有哪一位吗？就举手好不好
？Anyone? Can you raise your hand?
大家都很客气的。
Very polite.
我想，如果我们有失败的经历，也不要紧。
I think even if you have a failure experience, it's okay.
我们很多的经历都是从失败里面出来的。
Many of my students came from there.
有没有哪一位
？Anyone？
你还要讲一位？好，
我也交通一点我在性格上面的软弱失败。
And I'll fellowship a little bit of a failure of my own character.
自从我开始接办一些夏令会啊特会的时候
since the time that I started to be involved with the conferences and different summer camps
好像弟兄姊妹呢就开始觉得我有两个特点
and brother and sister felt that I have two characters
一个是太细
too much detail for one
一个是太软
and the other one is too soft
那么太细呢，就是说，很多东西呢，我想要求完美。
And in many things I want to be a perfectionist.
所以那个跟我一起服侍的人受不了。
And those who serve me could not stand
me. 那个太软呢，经常说譬如说我那个报名呢，这个虽然有点烂，但是实际上没有。
Although we set a deadline, but I would not enforce it.
所以他们就说，这个朋友被我宠坏掉。
And so they say that brother and sister are spoiled.
每次要特会啊，这些都是寂寞。
And every time we are coming to a conference, then brother son will remind you.
有一次我们的是一批像我们的是一个新的学校。
And one time, brother and sister we went to see a new site.
那么因为那个学校我们没有用过，所以呢，我们在那边看了看看这里，看看那里，看看宿舍。
And because we never use that site as a conference site, so we look at any different thing, the dwellings and the meeting hall and so on.
那时间就比较晚。
And so it took a long time.
所以回来的路上，我的弟兄就开始语言就很不舒服。
And there's a brother who did not feel comfortable when he on the way back.
那他还会跟你讲。怎么那里就看那里就看
？And then we start to complain about why do we look at so many things？
那自然我也跟他讲一些原因为什么这样看。
And I'll try to explain to him why we look at all these different things。
但是他还是不舒服。
But he still feel very upset。
所以一路上我们就就这样一路上我们回来。
And all the way home we were like that。
那么我当然知道像这些事情，他就是那个太细的性格表现出来的。
And I think in this condition, my character of being very detail oriented came out.
晚上要睡觉的时候就打电话跟弟兄道歉。
So before I went to bed, I called that brother and apologized.
感谢主，我的弟兄非常好。
And thank the Lord, the brother was very good.
他， 我一电话一过去啊，他就先道歉。
And when I called him, he picked up the phone and he heard about it.
所以我们两个人就
在那边一直学一直做功课。And we learn lesson each on our own.
也许呢，他就是讲得对，但是呢也不太对。
And maybe he said that the spirit was not right.
对，那我呢是那个性格不对。
My character was not also.
但是跟基督就自己的侍奉来磨练。
But we thank the Lord through service, He will train us.
现在好像我半途的松了。
Now I seem to be more mean when I do the arrangements.
标准越来越低。
Standard is lower and lower.
好像呢，要完全的话，就真的不想去。
I think in order to be perfect, we wait till heaven.
地上的事情呢，就是。不要再追求完美。
And on the earth, we cannot pursue after perfection.
而且我们在人生活中也是一样。
I think this is the same in a home life.
如果夫妻两个人呢、啊，有一个是完美的，有一个是很粗的。
And if one person is very detail oriented, the other one is not.
我们也可能把这个放下。
And we also need to let that go.
因为没有你要求嘛。这绝对是好的。
And there is no demand that is perfectly good.
如果能够让主在那里有所享受，使我们能够得到荣耀，还是好的。
And I think if the Lord are able to gain glory and He has His enjoyment, then that will be good.
好，谢谢您，各位。
那还有什么？
还有吗
？Is there any more？ And if he say anything about the truth, then I will be hurt.
所以我就跟他讲，我说弟兄啊， 请你告诉我，用爱心告诉我，我不会受伤的。
And I told our brother, please tell me the truth. In love, I will not be hurt.
他想了很久，我们的年长弟兄很有恩典。
And our elder brother, full of grace, and he thought for a long time.
我那天呢一直求他，他最后说了一句话。
And I begged of him to tell me what he thinks, and he told me one thing.
他说呢，你跟从人。你只听一个人的声音，不太能够接受别人的交通。
And he said that you only follow one person, and you are not able to accept others' fellowship.
那一次啊，对我来讲，我就开始跟他讲理由。
And then so I started to explain myself, give him all kinds of reasons, and said I'm not like that.
我一个晚上跟他讲理由，我们弟兄一句话也不讲。
And I speak to him whole night about my reasons, but my brother did not say a word.
直到过了好多年。
Until many years passed.
有一次我们开车要到洛杉矶来参加西岸特会。
And one time I carpooled with our brother to go to Los Angeles for the WCC conference.
我在旧金山住在一个弟兄的家里。
And in San Francisco, I stayed with the brother.
那一天呢，接待我的弟兄很有恩典。
That day, the brother who received us were also full of grace.
他也比我年长。
And he also were older than me.
后来我们谈到一些事情，他忽然说了一句话。
And when we were talking about different matters, and all of a sudden he said something.
我弟兄啊，在弟兄们中间都讲了，你非常讲理由的。
he said, Brother Sunshine, among the brothers who serve, you are one who always give reasons.
你总是用理性来判断事情。
You always determine things by your reasoning.
好像不太会用恩典和感情。
You do not know how to use grace and love.
那一天他这么一说哈，我没有理由讲。
When he said something like that day, I could not give any reason.
我感谢主啊，如果不是和弟兄姊妹在一起学习配搭。
I really thank God because if it wasn't because serving with brother and sister together.
很多时候不够认识自己。
We do not know ourselves.
很多仍然常常感觉自己的性格。
And even though I have served the Lord in some years now, but I still felt that my character is not good.
有的时候，在侍奉中碰见一些事情，就盼望如果我们中间有年长、成熟性格的弟兄姊妹，那多好。
And very often when we encounter difficulties or problems, we wish that there were elder brothers and sisters.
我想我就简单的提一提。
And I think I'll just mention this simply.
我们还有一位，还有点时间，还有一位。
We still have time for one more.
所以他就不再叫了，然后就没有 就是把基督信了。So in that case, the Lord gained something in me. 啊，那主就从我身上得到了一些信心。
More recently, we were enjoying the verse, "For me to live is Christ."
啊，最近我们两个人对那些圣经都非常有享受，就是我活着就是基督。
It was during our morning devotion.
那是在我们晨更的时候。
So we said, "Today we will express Christ."
他说今天我们就把基督的性格表现。
So right after we prayed, she said, "I'm going shopping."
我们去买东西。
And right away I said, "Who is going shopping? You are the Lord."
就你去哪就怎么去。
And immediately the Lord rebuked me. Who just said that? You are the Lord.
他主就责备我说，你刚才是谁这个话？你变成主了。
So I realized that my religious flesh can still do a lot of things.
那所以我就发现，我这个宗教的这个肉体还是可以做很多事情。
So from all these experiences, the Lord is bringing us more and more to see how terribly our natural man is, but how wonderful his character can be expressed if we live with him.
从这些经验，我就看见我们个人天然的个性是多么的糟糕啊，主的生命多么的美丽。
还有五分钟啊，我想还可以找一个人，好不好？还有两个弟兄。
实际上我每一次能够站在弟兄姊妹跟前的时候，我都是在主跟前献上感谢。
Every time I'm able to stand before brother and sister, I will give thanks to the Lord.
因为我这个人的天性是很害羞内向。
Because I'm a very timid and introverted person.
在过往有一段时间，学习在教会里面配搭服侍。
And in the past, I was learning to co-work with brother and sister in the Lord.
有一位年长弟兄呢，就对我非常的好。
And one elder brother was very good to me.
他给我很多学习的机会。
He gave me many learning experiences.
我记得大概有一年的时间，我和另外一位弟兄，配搭每个主日我们的礼事。
So with another brother, for many Sundays, we would lead the songs.
我们轮替的礼事，所以他领一个主日，我领一个。
So we would rotate, and he would pick one Sunday, and I would take the next.
那这次对我来讲就是一个很大的一个考验。
And for me, this is a great trial.
刚刚领完诗，好像稍微放松一下。
And after you lead the song, I said you can relax a little bit.
好像隔周没多久又开始紧张起来。
And just a few days, and then I become nervous again.
那这一年对我来讲不是很好过。
And this past year was not very easy for me.
那我还记得有一次在领诗的时候是唱。信靠耶稣何等甘甜。
And I remember one time we were leading this one song, is to trust in Jesus. It's so sweet because it's trust in Jesus.
其中有一句说，拿他话语做把握。
And his word became the assurance. It's one of those things.
我一紧张就说拿他话语做把柄。
But when I was nervous, I said to take his word as a
as a lever. 然后那天回家以后，我心里就非常难过。
And that day when I returned home, I was very, very upset.
我就跟主说，我不要再上去。
I don't want to go out there anymore.
不过感谢主，主仍然给我恩典。
But the Lord gave me grace.
每次碰到这样子决定的时候，好像主都推我一把。
And so every time I make a decision like that, the Lord will push me a little.
所以我今天能够站在这里和弟兄姊妹分享，是主的恩典。
So today when I can stand before brother and sister to share, it is His grace.
主仍然做工在我身上，不过我感谢主的工作。
The Lord is still working in my life, and I thank Him for His grace.
我想有一些弟兄姊妹，可能你心里面跳动啊。有一些的经历想上来一点，假如过时间到，
I think some brother and sister, you might be moving in a part that you want to come up and share experience. But don't give up, because tomorrow afternoon we still have time.
我替你预备好，明天下午我们还会给弟兄姊妹时间机会来做见证。
And please prepare yourself so that tomorrow you can come up and have fellowship with us.
我想最后我还是要提醒一下。
I think at the end I want to remind us.
希望加深我们弟兄姊妹的这个印象。
To increase our image or the impression of this.
就是神的工作，神一定要用他自己的性格来成就。
Because the work of God needs to be done by the character of God.
这个天然的性格甚至不能用。
The natural character God cannot use.
最好我们记得，就是这个 natural character is never beautiful.
Please remember, 天然性格一点都不美丽。
所以千万不要欣赏自己的天然性格。
So please do not admire your own natural character.
当然，只要做工的时候，我们能够不顾惜的把自己交在主手。
And when the Lord started to work, do not hold back yourself.
因为神的心对于教会的见证是多么的迫切。
Because God's desire is for the testimony for the church.
如果我们不改变，神在地上就没有路。
Because if we do not change, God will not have a way on earth.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
So this is a very important thing.
盼望我们在这里，让我们相互之间有一个美好的激励。
And when we have fellowship with one another, we can encourage one another.
我们为着神的旨意。
That we would live for the purpose of God.
我们请低头再去祷告。
Let's bow our heads for another word.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we are hearts full of thanksgiving for you.
因为你是按照我们的本相拣选的。
Because you chose us according to who we are.
你知道我们这些堕落的人里面是一无良善。
You know that this fallen man has nothing good within us.
我们的性格中充满了许多的难处。
Our character is full of difficulties.
但是你没有丢弃我。
But you did not forsake us.
你仍旧拣选我。
You continue to choose us.
仍旧爱我们。
Love us.
仍旧为我们付上重大的代价。
Continue to pay the great price for us.
谢谢你要在我们身上。用耐心来做改变的工作。
And you would use long suffering to do that changing work.
我们满心的感谢。
Our hearts full of thanksgiving.
我们承认我们对你有诸多的亏欠。
We confess that we fall short of many things.
直到今天，在我们身上显不出多少你的荣耀。
Until today, not many glory can be manifested through us.
因为我们不够认识你的带领。
Because we do not know of your leading.
我们也不够顺服你。
And we are not submitting to you.
主啊，在过去的年日。因着我们这个败坏的天性
because of our bad nature,
我们得罪你得罪许多的人
we have wrong people and we have wrong
都求你赦免我
May you forgive us.
但愿在这次的聚会里面
In this meeting,
主啊给我们深处有鼓励
Encourage us from the depth of our
叫我们一个新的起头再起来追逐
So we have a new beginning to come up and follow
直到你的工作在我们身上能够成全
Until your work can be done.
主啊，求你不缩回你的手。
Please do not take back your hand.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你永远是我们的恩主。
Because forever you are our Lord of grace.
我们愿意放心的把自己完全交在你的手中。
We want to completely put ourselves in your hand.
愿这次的特会就在我们中间能得到更多的人。
May you receive more people in this conference.
因着我们的改变。
Because our willingness.
因为我们有你的性格。
Because we have the character.
让你的旨意在我们中间有很多的路。
So that your will can have a way among us.
我们低头敬拜你。
Lord, we bow our heads to worship you.
谢谢你与我们众人同在。
Thank you for being with us.
垂听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.